you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I love that thought from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Well, hello there, listening friend. My name is Joey Kroll, and of course, it is Thursday, June the 21st, 2012. I hope you are having yourself a good week. I hope you're having yourself a good month. And it is victory time in the Kroll household, especially the last week or so. On Friday, my wife and I, Aubrey and I, we went up to Chicago to go see a specialist. And she's been having some nasty headaches, and some extra spinal fluid has been on her brain that's been causing her to have these massive headaches. Well, praise God, the doctor said she is improving. Things are getting a lot better, and it's victory time in the Kroll household. Amen? That's right. Rejoice with those who rejoice. I love it. So I hope you're doing well. Of course, we are doing very well with that news from the doctor. So I appreciate your prayers. I know I've mentioned it quite a few different times here on the Thursday program. And so I appreciate your prayers. And God is good. Even when things are terrible, even when things look like they've gotten to their lowest low, God is still good, regardless of the circumstances. Amen. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let that be an encouraging verse today, especially if you are going through a valley. We go through quite a few of them, don't we? Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Well, we are getting ready for our family vacation next week. It is, we're so excited. There's like 5 days left, so we're all excited. We're going down to southern Indiana, Santa Claus, Indiana. It's a cute little town that has a big theme park called Holiday World. So my wife and I and the kids, we're going to go there, spend a few days there just to get away from all the responsibilities, all the bills that are waiting for us on the table. We're just going to just take a few days off, enjoy some downtime, hear from the Lord, and just get away and just enjoy making memories together with our family. So that's coming up next week. So we're looking forward to that. And on Sunday, I celebrated Father's Day. And see, Sunday, I as a pastor, I'm kind of focused. And it for me to focus, I just need a good night's rest Saturday night into Sunday morning. So early Sunday morning, I mean early Sunday morning, I mean so early that I don't think Jesus was up. It was that early. The kids come crashing in our bed to give me this Father's Day card. I can barely read it because my eyes are just so exhausted and heavy and dry and so forth. But you know, we had a good Father's Day. We had a chance to go out to eat and just really enjoy that family time. So really appreciate that. So I hope you had a good Father's Day. I hope you had a chance to, if you're able to honor your father on Sunday. Coming up on Saturday for the women. Yeah, you're invited to a special Women of Faith simulcast called Beyond Brokenness on Saturday at the Gibson City Bible Church in Gibson City. And you'll have a chance to see the simulcast about looking beyond the brokenness. We'll include a simulcast with Sheila Walsh, Ken Davis, and Scott McIntyre. It's a free admission. And also, not only that, you get a free sandwich lunch. Yeah, it's all going to be at the Gibson City Bible Church, 309 North Route 47 in Gibson City, Illinois. That will get underway at 9:45 and will last until 5 p.m. It's a free event. If you want more details on the Beyond Brokenness simulcast, sponsored by Women of Faith and Gibson City Bible Church, just give them a call at 217-784-5702. That's 217-784-5702. So have you had a chance to read the Word of God yet? Spent some time in the Word? Better yet, when was the last time you spent time in the Word? Some of us may have responded this morning. Some of us last night, earlier this week. And some of us, unfortunately, maybe can't think back that far. So today we are looking at the powerful Word of God. How many of us ever purchased an item, especially us men, quickly glance over the directions and try to put the item together? At least for me, it normally don't work out because I always mess something up where I put the wrong screw in the wrong place. Well, in life, it's the same way. There's an instruction book in which we should look to. This is his message to all of mankind on how to live or how to find out more about himself or how to relate to him and direction on everything that we need in life. We think we'll make it without reading the book, don't we? Well, in Psalm 119, it goes a little bit deeper than just reading the Word of God. It tells us why we need to read the Word of God. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16, it says, "How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all of my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that have come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees, and I will not neglect your word." Well, God's word, according to the scripture, instructs us and gives us direction on how to live a godly life. Verse 9, it says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word." Notice it didn't give you a long list of things, of do's and don'ts and what not to do and what to do. It only gave us six words: by living according to your word. The word of God identifies what sin is. It warns us of the consequences of sin. It points to the one who can redeem us from sin, instruct us how to deal with sin in our life, and encourages us to flee from sin and temptation. See, the Word of God also has preventive power. "And I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." See, God's word is so powerful that it will keep you and protect you from temptation. In Matthew chapter 4, we read about Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. Satan tried to tempt him with all these things, tried to tempt him with food, especially when he's been hungry and hasn't eaten in weeks. And how did Jesus respond? He responded by quoting the word of God. Any time the enemy threw out a tempting dart, Jesus, who is our example, responded with the word of God. So God's word is so powerful that it will keep you and protect you from temptation. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." And what a perfect example what Jesus did. He quoted scripture. He quoted the words of his father, you know, for pastors, Sunday school teachers, and people who lead in devotions and laymen. I'll tell you what, we fall into great temptation. We may open the word of God only to teach others, but not for ourselves. When I lead a devotion at church or whatnot, most of it comes from my personal studies that God has revealed something to me. I'm like, oh, that would be great to share. It starts with my personal devotions. So we fall into a great temptation sometimes where the only reason we open the Word of God is to teach others, but not for ourselves. "I have hidden your Word in my heart." I'll tell you what, if you really think about God's Word, 66 books, think about how blessed we are that we have the entire Word of God. Think about people in the Old Testament. They didn't have the Old Testament with them at the time. They had the law. Or the people in the New Testament, they didn't have the entire Bible where they could just pull it out of their robe and quote scripture. Friend, we got both the Old Testament and the New Testament in our own very possession. We have multiple copies of the Bible in our home. Some of us have it in our car. Some of us have it in our office. Some of us have it in the living room, in the kitchen, in the dining room. We have multiple copies of the Word of God. And I'll tell you what, we are a blessed generation to even have the Word of God complete, Old Testament and New. And you know what God revealed to me? think about those who in the New Testament, they didn't have a reference to go to. They couldn't turn to John chapter 3. You know, Paul didn't have that reference at that time, or Abraham. He couldn't turn to the book of Acts if he needed something. He had to depend on his conversation with God, to hear from God, to actually get the word of God. So think of it like this. We get our example from the word of God. But back then in the Old Testament, they had to depend on their relationship with God, their conversations with God, to take that direction from him. And that's what God is revealing to me. His word, when we pray to him, and when he tells us to do something, when we pray to him, when we spend some alone time with him, that one-on-one time in our prayer closet, when he tells us to do something, if he tells us about something, that is the word of God. When God tells us something in our prayer time, it's just as valid, true, and flawless, just like the Bible. Why? Because it came from the same source. Proverbs 30, chapter 5. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light for my path. That's right. The word of God provides direction for us. It lets us know where we need to go. It reminds me sometimes when God is telling me to do something. Me personally, when I pray with him, he gives me step-by-step direction. And it drives me nuts sometimes because I tend to be a control freak. I really do. So I need like the big picture. But God is just stretching me and just giving me direction for one step at a time. I kind of get this visual when I hear from God, which is the word of God, came from his lips in my prayer life. I get this picture of this very dark room, and God has given me a torch, and that torch is ever so dim. It is very dim, dim enough to let me know where my next step is. Not light enough for two steps, but light enough for just one, so I can fully depend on him every step of the way. Why do we need to read the Word of God? Well, it tells us, it gives us direction, how we can have a pure life, how we can walk according to God's will, how we can overcome temptation, how we can overcome sin. But also in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, it says, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge, preach the Word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. So friend, we not only read the word of God to help us overcome sin and how it can give us light to our path, but it can correct us. It can rebuke us. It can encourage us. And we can use it to encourage others, to rebuke others in love, by the way, and correct others in love. Because, you know, we live in a world where people do not want to hear sound doctrine. They want to hear what sounds good to them. It says here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, it says, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, they will suit their own desires. They will gather around them a great number of, get this, teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. How have people today turned their ears away from the truth? Well, they follow false teachers that teach false doctrine, that teach garbage, that teach things that are not true of the Word of God. Sure, there are some churches today, unfortunately, that pick and choose which verses, commands, laws, and decrees of God to uphold and which ones to throw aside. We see this in many churches. We see this when we hear about it on the news and how churches want to focus on what's popular rather than what's biblical. So friend, why am I talking about the Word of God today? Why am I bringing this up? Why am I bringing all these verses about the importance of the Word of God? Because you are the salt and the light of the world. See, friend, don't lose your saltiness. Do not let your light go dim. Stay connected to the Word of God. Stay connected to God Himself in your prayer time. The Word of God is general things for you and all of us. But your alone time with God are personal and specific things that He wants you to do. What God tells you to do in your prayer time, or the things that He shares with you or reveals with you, is just as valid and true as the Bible, because they come from the same source. When we refuse to read the Word of God, we are doing a disservice to those who died to fight and keep and bring the Word of God in certain villages and countries. We do a disservice to them who've given every sweat, every piece and string of their being to bring the Word of God to third world countries and villages across the world that don't even have the Word of God. So friend, dig into that Word. Spend some time with Him and get your direction from Him. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119. Verse 105.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a to my feet and a light unto
Yeah, what a beautiful song, Thy Word, right here on Great News Radio. It's, of course, from Psalm 119, verse 5. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light for my path. That's right. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's not your brother that's a lamp to your feet. It is not your sister. It is not your kids. It's not your spouse. It's not your pastor. But thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light for my path. That's right. Well, friend, we've been focusing on the powerful word of God. I encourage you, just spend a couple of minutes in the word today, sometime today or this week. Get to know God. If you want to get to know him in a new and personal way, well, spending time with him and reading his word is a great start. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening here on this Thursday. It's an honor. My name is Joey Kroll. You can find out more about Great News Radio by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. There you'll find our program schedule for both WGNN and WGNJ. You can also find our contact information there as well. It's all at our website at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark Burns in this seat tomorrow for Mark and Friends tomorrow morning right here on Great News Radio. Well, until then, my friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.